Hello, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Wanted to get this segment out before I left for my trip. There will be no new episodes until January, so that's going to be fun. Trying to get back. I'll probably have one segment out on that Thursday of January. And I'm not sure how I'm going to do the show then, but I will definitely keep some posts updated either from a hotel room on YouTube, so you can go subscribe to me over there at YouTube as well. And check me out on Instagram. But I have to admit that so far this season has been just the weirdest thing. Guys can't take any hits anymore. We don't know how they even handle, all these suspensions, like, and everything. And then there was, like, that weird game where everyone else gets a 10-minute conduct with the Chucker game when the Sens played the Panthers. The Canucks are in first place, which doesn't make any sense to me at all. And potentially Vegas could still win the President's Trophy. And some weirdo by the name of Connor Bedard has 20-plus goals already, and we're not even halfway done through the season. It is not adding up in the slightest. His lacrosse goal, or his Michigan goal, rather, was the highlight. And then Trevor Zegras decides to frickin' pull something off like that, too, for those matted Ducks of Anaheim as well. I definitely think that we're going to start seeing more of those Michigan goals. I mean, if three guys are in the slot and you're not covering Bedard and he can pull a Michigan, you're screwed. Do not complain when you have three guys in the slot, you're not covering him, he's down low in Gretzky's office, and he pulls a Michigan. Okay, guess what? It's going to be a goal every single time. It's going to be a goal every single time. And when they can do these trick plays, when they can stick handle with the puck, when they can just tap it on their stick and dipsy doodle and whatever they do, you know, every single time you're going to be, you know, you're going to be crossed up. You're going to be, you know, you're going to be read like a book. And, you know, and now the defense has to find a way to compensate on that. I mean, if the NHL decides to remove Michigan goals from the from everything, I think that would just destroy them at this point. I think at this point of the era of checking, there are some arguments for the Canadians that are coming up that they are going to be moving to, that they should have no checking until they're 15. You're in high school already. I grew up, there was still, you know, you were in a checking league if you wanted to play hockey. You had to be, there was still checking going on. There were hits regardless, even if you were in a checking league or not. But when you're, like, even at 10 years old, you're going to be allowed to check, but you're not allowed to fight. You have to wait till you get to the AHL for that one, of course. And also you got that. So no fighting still, but at 15, I think it's like, you're not going to be prepared to take a hit at that point. But 12 makes more sense too. If we want to keep checking in the game, 12 probably makes the most sense at this point. And you can take hits and know how to absorb them and just keep going. You'll be fine, you know. But we don't have it anymore. We don't have it anymore. And I think that is the best, you know, we don't have, you know, this. I think the best thing to do is to maybe we do consider, you know, if the NHL does consider a no-checking league, guys like Paul Kariya would have not had a Scott Stevens hit on them. But then again, you know, that goal was still as sweet as it was back then. But, yeah. There's that. So, we do have that with the, as well, with those satisfying moments as well. Which, you know, the Paul Kariya goal in the 03 finals, you know, it was just so satisfying at the time. If you remember that, 20 years ago, actually. Can't believe I'm even saying that. Just feels so long ago. In a galaxy far, far away, or whatever Star Wars opening is. So what do I think the NHL should do in regards to this? I think, you know, you just really have got to, like, practice that, kind of like in football, of, like, just taking hits, blocking, just really simulating this down, and you have to, like, just practice it, like, you know, 1,000 hours or 10, 20 hours a week, too, to just, like, really get it down, too. Hopefully you don't get injured, too, on that, but it's, like, you know, and that's the issue as well. But they just have to, like, work with these guys a little more to take the hits when they get to the NHL level. I don't know how Bedzy is doing this at this point when he was born in a time where DVD players were brand new, and yet he grew up really not. I think technically most of his hockey career, he did not have to take hits. Think about that. Because if he was playing from 4 years old to up till 12, that's eight. Okay, actually, eight and then 16. Okay, depending on when he had to go into checking. Let's just say 40% of his hockey career was not checking. That's still a very significant part, too, compared to everyone else. And even Adam Fantilli, too. Most people as well. That is a very significant portion of his career where he wasn't checking, too. Now, would the game of hockey be as exciting without it? I think you could make it work, too. Would it be the same? No. I mean, you know, would football be the same without tackling? Of course not. There's a lot of pond hockey tournaments. There's a lot of roller hockey, too, and things. But roller hockey is specifically not checking, or inline hockey is not checking. And that's why we distinguish that from ice. That's, like, the big distinguisher, other than, you know, no ice or concrete or floor or whatever the term is for that. But that's one of the really big significant factors as well. There's really no checking in it. And that's why you see high school inline teams with girls on them as well as boys. So it's a combined unit. And they're probably paying $1,000 checks as well per school year as well. So Detroit City, other than its football Lions, they've got this guy by the name of Patrick Kane, who seems to be getting very comfortable up there. Must be the pizza he's eating at this point. You got the Vancouver Canucks I talked about that first place. The Jets are fun to watch. It's all good up in Winnipeg. And I think either Winnipeg or Vancouver could take the Stanley Cup Finals. And that would be good for Canada. That would be good for the NHL. Even if these smaller markets win it, I would like to see it. Winnipeg is a very small market compared to every other sports city in North America. I think that would be great for hockey, and it would bring a lot of attention to the NHL, and a lot, you know, more Canadians will watch than Americans for the Stanley Cup. And I guess, you know, the Canadians will watch the NFL or for during the Super Bowl, because we have like 410 million potential people that could watch it, and you get over 100 million people in the country, which, you know, we shut down for. Christmas. It's Christmas Day here in this great state of Florida. I definitely like it. You know, Christmas, it's, you know, my favorite thing to eat during Christmas time is, you know, a margarita pizza. It's because it's red, because it's essentially Christmas colors in a pizza, and it tastes amazing too. So if you were listening to this, either, you know, go enjoy a pizza, have a cheat meal, because you probably deserve it. Don't forget to train and train hard. I was at the rink the other day, and I have to say that I'm out of shape too. 2 hours for $25 was a steal, though, but I enjoyed it mostly. And I think it's just going to be, and I think next year, I don't know if I am actually going to hang up the skates though, but, I love talking hockey. I love watching hockey. I like what the Jets are currently doing. I like the Capitals, and I like the Panthers, and I like the Rangers, and it's that simple. But I'm going to keep this going, this free podcast, and hopefully I can get a couple sales in before the end of the year, before everything has, you know, so I can keep this running and I actually have some money to for myself. All right. With that being said, take care. Check out the links below. Share this with all your friends, and subscribe on Google, Spotify, Apple, write me a little review. And with that being said, take care.